She has
I'll call the June 3rd Public Works Committee meeting to order. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes from May 6th?
So moved, Pelham.
The second?
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Carried. Highway.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
First item, we're requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Soil and Water Conservation District. This agreement includes the service of hydro seeding for the landfill, bridge culverts, road banks, road ditches, and building projects that we do. So we're just asking to authorize that.
How's the cost, about the same as last year?
Yeah, everything stayed about the same.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next thing, just an update on the CDL program, more or less the trainer. He's been, today or tomorrow he starts. We just want to let you know, the 77th Annual School for Highway Superintendents, Devin Gwinner, our trainer, has been asked to speak at the following, for the following two topics: getting CDLs for your crew and how Steuben County figured this out. So this is being held in Ithaca, College, June 3rd and 5th. So the overview of the presentation is the process we went through, try to help inform other townships and so forth on how to do it. Program's going good. Folks are still in the process of passing and some still in class. So just a quick update on that. So it was exciting. He got chosen to speak and hopefully help some other people do the same thing we're doing.
Yes.
Is this open to other guys right now?
We offer it through our town highway association board meetings once a month. So the townships, but yes, anybody that calls us, we haven't said no. It's been tough scheduling. Just because we went so hard and heavy at first. So now we're kind of figuring out our sweet spot to where it works so they can get the attention they need. But yeah, we've Bath Gas and Electric has a few people. I know it's a county, but just outside agencies in general. So yes, our folks have been first and been priority, I would say. But outside of that, yeah.
So you need a motion on this?
No, just an update.
Oh, just an update. Okay.
Next thing is landfill. Requesting authorization and to enter into a contract.
Eric, how about the radios?
Yeah, do you want to do them?
Oh, you want to do them now? Bad. Okay, so I'm requesting author this. This wasn't on the agenda. It was last minute. We kind of got together with the emergency services with Tim and Chris and Jack. We're looking to request authorization to add 30,000 to our major equipment line to upgrade shop radios and ancillary equipment. Base stations in all the offices, for the shops and the mechanic shop over at Mount Wash. We have money left over from our major equipment, from some equipment we bought that came in a little less expensive. So there's no need to ask for money. Just your approval.
Adding to major
to
equipment
add to major equipment list.
Just for some context, because as Eric said, we had, you know, kind of a meeting of, and we talked about, so Public Works is on low band, as you know. Law enforcement, fire, EMS are now on high band as we transition over the years. You know, a lot of the discussion was about, you know, we don't want to throw good money after bad, keeping them on low band if it's an option to move them to high band. But Tim has advised that that sort of transition would be a million plus to get them there. And then in addition, it would require that if the towns and villages and cities DPW crews wanted to be on high band as well, they would have to purchase all new radios. So we are holding off. We are keeping them on low band, but this gets them connected and ready to move. But that will be a longer, probably 3 to 5 year project. And we would be working, Eric and Art, us and Tim would be communicating with the towns about that transition, kind of like we did with fire and EMS, that, you know, hey, this is coming, you know, maybe we can fund some radios for the towns and villages and cities as we transition to high band in a number of years, but we want to give them plenty of notice because those, not cheap. It's, I think $1,200 a radio to upgrade if their radio can be upgraded. So just wanted to give you some context as we move into the future on this.
Will he be looking at, to apply for grants to help fund this?
Yes. Yeah. So, and knock on wood, the good news, I mean, Tim came to you with a multi-million-dollar grant. The state has been kicking more of that 911 surcharge money back down to us. So the goal is, you know, once we get this regional thing kind of done, would be looking at this. But again, it's going to be a few years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All set? So
we need a motion to.
I'll move it.
Would you have a second?
A second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Carries.
Okay, next item, landfill. Requesting authorization to enter into a contract for Bath Landfill Greenhouse Gas Offset Verification Services. We went to contract with Ruby Canyon Environmental Services Group for $13,700 for verification in 2023 for carbon credits. We flared landfill gas, potent greenhouse gas, and are still eligible to sell the 2023 carbon credits to Google. So in order to sell the credits, we need an independent third-party verifier to attest that the landfill gas was destroyed in accordance with the American Carbon Recovery or Carbon Registry Standards. So purchasing solicited quotes for us for this professional service. In 2022, we received credits for the destruction of 65,753 metric tons of methane, which is equivalent to receiving payments of $180,820. We're requesting authorization to enter in this contract for those for the gas offset verification services. There was only one quote. Another team could not do it. So we reached out. Andy reached out to two folks that do this, specialize in this.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? Yeah, I have a question. Once we get everything going up here, we're selling the gas to, is it Waga?
Waga.
Waga is producing and selling to Corning Natural Gas.
Yes. So once that occurs, will we be eligible to still continue doing this?
We're told. Navigating that. Yeah.
Some of the environmental attributes are going to go with the project for the transportation part, but there could be possibly some movement that we can couple this carbon credit program into that as well. Yeah. And nobody's ever done it before, so we're kind of testing the waters to see if we can do that.
You're reading our mind because we're having discussions behind the scenes on options that will probably come back to you in a month or two.
And
we're kind of pioneering this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the contract with Waga addresses some of it, but they're open to having new discussions about creating new options. So we've been delicately walking through that.
And gotcha. And Denise Farrell was up at the groundbreaking, and we kind of talked to her about it. And she's been a good resource as well about, you know, creative ways to be able to leverage what you're doing.
So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We had a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Carries.
Okay. View of the
question I have on it. Are we going to make more money doing what we're doing? And I'm not opposed to what we're doing, or selling capital or carbon credits.
They have to give us some of the carbon credit the way that it's written now, so we don't lose that completely. It's part of our payments from them, so we haven't lost it completely. Okay. So,
You just wasted it.
No.
And was the carbon credits would that pay us more than, I like what we're doing.
Yeah.
At least somebody's getting some use out of it.
Yeah. And as of right now, the volumes that they're putting through, we said it and Waga said it at the groundbreaking more than we anticipated. I'm a little skeptical when it comes to those things. When you see pro formas, I'm a little more conservative in the estimates, but they're hitting every single one of them. So, but that's part of the discussion is comparing apples to apples to see, are we, and we did this when we, you know, the same kind of conversation when we got into the deal with Waga, when we were discussing that is, you know, are you losing revenue by doing it? Mm-hmm. Right now, everything looks to be good, but again, I just
was curious.
That's on our mind as we look at it.
I like the project because we're getting some good out of it. Mm-hmm. The community is. So.
Yep.
Just didn't want you to think that we gave away the house for the firecracker.
Right. Right.
Just a question. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking
at myself and remember, oh, I was thinking clearly when I did this.
Exactly. Okay.
That. Okay.
All set. So next item is reviewing the leachate plant update review. So we've been working with B&L engineers on evaluating the leachate pre-treatment facility to determine what modifications will be necessary to treat emerging contaminants, PFAS. The New York State Environmental Facility Corporation has grant money available to assist in municipal-owned facilities to make necessary upgrades for the treatments of these emerging contaminants. Also known as the forever chemicals, as you guys folks are all aware of. We're at the stage in the plant review to settle on a viable treatment option and submit a grant application. It's kind of short notice. The application deadline is June 14th. We're fortunate that we're ahead of the majority of the industry in evaluating these treatment technologies that would effectively remove these contaminants from landfill leachate. And from timing perspective, we should have limited competition with these for this grant. It's for the first round of 2024 fundings for grants. We'll submit our application in June, and the Environmental Facility Corporation, or the EFC, will make a determination and award in December of 2024. The grant ranges from zero interest loans to 100% funding up to $25 million, which is what we're shooting for, obviously, for the system in removal of these emerging contaminants. We're proposing a membrane bioreactor with a granular activated carbon filtration from this basic system. We can add a reverse osmosis system to treat the water to discharge quality down the road if we need to. The level of treatment will be based on regulatory limits and obviously the economics. So today we'd request authorization to apply for this New York State Environmental Facility Corporation's grant.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. Eric,
yes.
What are we currently paying the Village of Bath to treat our leachate that goes to them?
Steve may know the exact numbers.
$300K.
About $350,000 a year.
That's a significant increase.
It was, yeah. We had some discussions. They didn't increase it for, was it 10 years or something like that? They just didn't. And then instead of phasing in an increase, we went from here to here. Still, and Barton and LaJudas, having them review all options, we looked at, you know, direct discharge, but then we actually would save money for a couple years according to their pro forma, but then we would pay more, and then we're absorbing all the regulations by doing direct discharge. They've been, since that increase, I would say that they've been better to phase in more, but we do know that we need to improve the quality, based on their regulations. You can see what they're upgrading to be able to deal with this down here. It will benefit both of us if we send them a cleaner product down the line.
Well, pup.
Okay. Thank you.
So there's some other business here. Wasn't on the agenda. We currently have, I don't know if Nate.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, Nate. How are you? We have two employees that have been running heavy equipment up at the landfill for some time now. They're at a grade, what is it, grade G?
Yeah. So they're motor equipment operators. It's two positions up at the landfill. Took a look at the duties, the equipment that they're running. It fits into heavy motor equipment operator, and there are different license and duty restrictions on those job specs. So it's an appropriate switch. They're currently CSEA grade G, and we're looking to move them up to
I.
Yes, up to I, grade I. It's approximately a $2,000 raise for each person. And as I say, the duties warrant it. If you, leave them in there doing those duties, running those equipment, you run the risk of, you know, out of title work, so on and so forth.
And they're in equipment all day. So this is kind of making a wrong, right? Well, I'll move it.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Moved in second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? Carries.
Thank you. Thanks, Nate. Just a reminder, WAGA, we're doing another WAGA tour on June 24th for any of the legislators that want to. It's going to be after the full board. I recommend, highly recommend, if you didn't get a chance to see it, it is pretty interesting to walk through their facility and their operation. So just a reminder of that. And that's all I have.
Okay. Do you have anything, Jack?
No.
Motion adjourned.
Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
Shannon, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
I was thinking that, Nick, you were so-